Davis and Shelton spent an estimated $6 million between them on one of the costliest, closest battles in Texas. Davis blamed the nail-biter on special interest money backing her opponent. She says her campaign to better improve education and women's health care defeated Shelton's message of fiscal belt-tightening without more taxes. Davis says voters responded.
They want to make sure that health care for women is respected and restored. They want to make sure that their voices count as much as those that are well-paid and well-heeled in the halls of the Capitol.
Shelton partly blamed his loss on money.
You know, we were outspent heavily in the last month. I want to thank everybody who worked so hard for this campaign. And this is not the end, maybe just the beginning. And we'll see what happens next. So thank y'all very much.
Tarrant County Democratic Party Chair Steve Maxwell says Davis returns to the Senate with additional power among her peers.
It's the most important race, not just for Tarrant County, but for the state. She becomes the leader of the Democratic Party in Tarrant County because she is carrying on the values of her constituents in District 10. I think that's what set her apart.
Davis's win will give Democrats in the Texas Senate a better shot at blocking Republican measures, including school vouchers. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.